Let's encourage ourselves and one another with the words of Psalm 96.
Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Sing to the Lord, praise his name. Proclaim his salvation day after day. Declare his glory among the nations, his marvelous deeds among all peoples. For great is the Lord and most worthy of praise. He is to be feared above all gods, for all the gods of the nations are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Splendor and majesty are before him. Strength and glory are in his sanctuary. Ascribe to the Lord, all you families of nations. Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Ascribe to the Lord the glory due to his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. Worship the Lord in the splendor of his holiness. Tremble before him, all the earth. Say among the nations, the Lord reigns. The world is firmly established, it cannot be moved. He will judge the peoples with equity. Let the heavens rejoice, let the earth be glad. Let the sea resound, and all that is in it. Let the fields be jubilant, and everything in them. Let all the trees of the forest sing for joy. Let all creation rejoice before the Lord, for he comes. He comes to judge the earth. He will judge the world in righteousness and the peoples in his faithfulness.
This morning we are continuing the theme of being witnesses to the Lord Jesus and sharing our faith with others. You may remember from last week that Jesus said this.
This is what is written. The Messiah will suffer and rise from the dead on the third day, and repentance for the forgiveness of sins will be preached in his name to all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things.
And you might also remember from last week that I said this.
Who told you about Jesus? Who told them about Jesus? Who are you going to tell about Jesus?
I said it a number of times, if memory serves. Faith has been passed down through the generations rather like a baton in a relay race. Who passed the baton to us, and to whom will we pass it on? Let's read about some of the people who have run the relay and passed the baton on. Many, many, many years ago, the writer to the Hebrews is trying to encourage a dispirited bunch of Christians with the example of the witness of those who've gone before. Just listen to their dramatic stories.
By faith, the people passed through the Red Sea as if it were dry land. But when the Egyptians attempted to do so, they were drowned. By faith, the walls of Jericho fell after they had been encircled for 7 days. By faith, Rahab the prostitute did not perish with those who were disobedient, because she had received the spies in peace. And what more should I say? For time would fail me to tell of Gideon,
Barak,
Samson,
Jephthah,
of David,
and Samuel,
and the prophets,
who through faith conquered kingdoms,
administered justice,
obtained promises,
shut the mouths of lions,
quenched raging fire,
escaped the edge of the sword,
won strength out of weakness,
became mighty in war,
put foreign armies to flight.
Women received their dead by resurrection.
Others were tortured, refusing to accept release in order to obtain a better resurrection.
Others suffered mocking and flogging, and even chains and imprisonment.
They were stoned to death.
They were sawn in two.
They were killed by the sword.
They went about in skins of sheep and goats.
Destitute.
Persecuted.
Tormented.
Of whom the world was not worthy.
They wandered in deserts and mountains.
And in caves.
And holes in the ground.
Yet all these, though they were commended for their faith, did not receive what was promised. Since God had provided something better, so that they would not, without us, be made perfect.
Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and the sin that clings so closely, and let us run with perseverance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith, who for the sake of the joy that was set before him endured the cross, disregarding its shame, and has taken his seat at the right hand of the throne of God.
Many of us today may find it easy to identify with these early Jewish Christians. We make a commitment to Jesus. We know his love and we want to follow him, yet we can become discouraged. It's not always easy to do what God wants. It's a bit like being in a race. You have to keep going, even if you get tired, if you want to win the prize. And all these other people are like the crowd, cheering you on and saying, "Don't give up, keep running, you can do it." The writer to the Hebrews lists a number of people of faith who he pictures as this great cloud of witnesses cheering us on in our own lives. They include mass movements of people, a prostitute, judges, kings, prophets, people in exile, poor widows, and rebels. What sustained them all was a capacity to see their lives and struggles as part of God's bigger plans and purposes, and of a different future already on its way. It is a surprising selection. Rahab the prostitute, Gideon, famous for testing God, Samson, undone by his weakness with women, Jephthah, who makes a foolish vow at the expense of his beloved daughter. Why are they selected if not to tell us that God uses, even perhaps especially uses, those who are weak and imperfect, like us? God uses imperfect people, and that includes you and me. The writer to the Hebrews is saying, stop. Think about the great faith of those who've gone before you and how their faith allowed them to accomplish things way, way above their own human capacity. Let them inspire you in your faith. Get rid of spiritual fat such as that which hinders you in the race, and don't lose sight of where you're headed. Unlike these Old Testament examples, we now have Jesus to follow. They act as witnesses through the inspiration of their story, but they point us forwards to Jesus and encourage us as Christians today to look to Jesus. Jesus pioneered the faith. He lived the life. Now in his ascended glory, he prays for and encourages the life of faith in his followers. His human experience models what living faith is all about. Keep your eyes on Jesus. That's the message. Fix your eyes on him. We need other witnesses around us to encourage us. But we must bear witness to the Lord Jesus as well and be an encouragement for others living the life of faith. We need to pass it on. We have been handed the baton. Let us now share the good things of the Lord Jesus with those who don't know him. It goes a bit like this. Moses taught the people the laws that God sent down for them. Joshua led the people of God to great victory. Rahab looked after God's messengers and God saved her. David was a great king and wrote music to help people worship God. Yet he was very flawed. Isaiah wrote down God's messages for the people to read. Paul told everyone he could about how Jesus had changed his life. Augustine brought the news about Jesus to England. Tyndale translated the Bible into English so that ordinary people like me could read and learn about God. Spurgeon was instrumental in planting churches all over the place, including Faversham Baptist Church. Barclay Johnson modelled the Christian life to me. David and Joyce Cook showed me what it meant to be a follower of Jesus. And then there's me. I have received the faith of all of these people, all of these many, many witnesses. Will I pass it on?